Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly acclaimed poetry at its best from author David Vandenberg is impassioned poetry, written out of joy and love for the country in which he lives. David has been writing for over 40 years and has been published for over 35. His poetry is posted in the White House, at NASA, at the Governor's Mansion in Oklahoma City, as well as a vertical file in the Oklahoma State Library. David has received 4 presidential citations. The National Library of Poetry, International Library of Poetry, has published his work many times. He is the American author of poetry. David has designed a flag for the victims of the Alfred P. Murray building that hangs in the archive of that same building in Oklahoma. He writes poetry to honor those who would otherwise be forgotten. David Vandenberg, author of Poetry at Its Best, is our guest on This Week in America. David, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Hello. How are you doing? Yes, it's nice to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you here to talk about this book, Poetry at Its Best. There's something here for everybody. It is really so well done. I tried to do justice to an explanation of who you are and your background. Tell me a little bit about the background and where this love of poetry, where did this all begin for you?
Well, I don't know. Just kind of, I got interested in writing and started writing in actually about 60 years. I mean, I'm 80 years old when I started about 60 years ago writing, and I started to get about the time I turned 40, which is half my age, I began to get published here and published there in different places, and I've been probably published over between 700-800 times, different books, magazines, and papers. And then finally, everybody said, Dave, you've been published so many times. Why don't you publish a whole book of your stuff? So I gathered a bunch of it up and put it together and compiled it and got a manuscript. And first published by Newman Springs, and then later picked up by ProWiles and by Spine Tech. So I've been been writing a lot of years. I'll go ahead and stand by and let you do anything else you need to do there, unless you are more going to ask me there, or if you'd like me to do.
No, that's fine. I appreciate the answer and the fact that you've been doing this for so many years. Our guest on the program is David Vandenberg. That's V as in Victor, A-N-D-E-R-B-U-R-G. If you're Googling, looking for the book, book available at Amazon.com, ProIslePublishing.com. David's website is dvandenberg.proislepublishing.com. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about when you started writing. Were there other poets, other writers that really influenced you, that you were impressed and inspired by what they wrote?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad to be with you. And you're a very good broadcaster. I've enjoyed writing poetry about all kinds of things. I don't want to interrupt anything, but if you'd like, I'll quote you something.
Yes, please do. I'm fascinated by the background, all of the accolades that you have had, all the poetry that you have had published. You're considered the American author of poetry. Our guest is David Vandenberg. The book is Poetry at Its Best. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'll quote right quick. America, it's called America, My Country. America is the country of my birth. God gave us the freedom of our country's worth. Brave men fought so America could be free, so life could be better for you and me. On the cross, Jesus' life is a gift, so man's life they could eternally live. God made man to have eternal life, but the serpent tricked Adam and his wife. Jesus died for man's souls, so man could live eternally and never old. Life in America's own belief in Jesus Christ. He don't believe it. Better think twice. God gave us America to land of plenty, even now the population is very many. As long as America serves Jesus as Lord, God will protect us with his mighty sword. God gave us Americans the right to fight, so fight for God is right. God gave us a pure soul and pure heart, so let's treasure God's love for smart. My country, America, before the other side, you better wake up and get right with God, or join Satan and lose your life and all, while he tells you a lie that you're having a ball. Quote something that's called Life. Life can be a beautiful thing if you let it be. Listen to the birds are saying and the world will see. Life is the most precious thing. Don't let you pass you by. If you love life, God's saying, don't sit and pout and cry. Live life to its fullest all the way through, and let and don't let life pass by you. Yeah, I've written some mental poetry. I remember everything I've written. I've written so much of it, and I'm proud to have been able to be blessed with it.
Boy, and it seems like it's natural. Did poetry come natural to you? It seems like that's just almost another way of talking, that you're able to talk in poetic version. Has it always come easy to you?
Well, yes, sir. Poetry is actually, basically, poetry is music. I also play harmonica and I play keyboard.
Ah, so the music background helps in the poetry, and probably the poetry helps in the music area as well. David Vanderberg, our guest on the program, the book of the we're talking about specifically is Poetry at Its Best, book available at Amazon, the usual places, ProWildPublishing.com. David, what makes this book unique? What is it, do you think, that sets us apart from the others? It's so well done. Why is this unique?
Well, I don't know, but I was called on the phone by the World Rating Company that called me up and asked me a bunch of questions, kind of like you interviewing here. And they went through my book from cover to cover to find anything wrong or right about my book. And they rated me as in the top 16% of the world as a writer. And I've been published so many times. But this book is a 5-star book. It's a first edition book. And so I'm honored that I was able to accomplish this over a number of years. And still, the thing is, see, I'm no better than anybody else. And nobody else is any better than me. The only one that can be better than me is me. The only one that can be better than you is you. In other words, each of us are individuals. No matter how good we are, we do have bad about us, and we have good about us. But the thing is, mine has come through somewhat to make me feel like a better person than myself. And so that's the way life should be. Like so many things you do in life that if you don't live life to its fullest, you'll be in trouble. And so, like life is a precious thing. Don't let it pass you by. If you love life, shout and sing. Don't sit and pout and cry. Live life to its fullest all the way through, and don't be foolish. Let life pass by you. This life has just come to me naturally as a writer, and but anyway, I'll let you go ahead and go back to you now.
Well, that's fascinating, the background and how you go about doing the writing. David Vanderberg is our guest on the program, but called the American Author of Poetry. He's been doing it for decades now, doing it well, and you can have David's poetry in your own library by picking up a copy of Poetry at Its Best. Is there a favorite part of the book you have, Poetry at Its Best, or maybe some of your favorite poems that are in this book? What do you like best about the book? What was most fun for you to write about in the book, Poetry at Its Best?
Well, I've written like America, My Country, Old Glory Flag, What's American, Old Day Wax, Ode to Farming, Electrical Worker, and highway safety, all kinds of stuff to do with saving people's lives, making people happy, and honoring those who might be forgotten. So many people that are in electrical business, electric companies in my area, put my poem in their new safety book. Highway safety poem has been used by some of the officers in the safety division of the law enforcement here in Oklahoma.
Okay, so your poetry has really been out and impacting so many people. I know that you've had presidents that have acknowledged your poetry. Talk a little bit about that and how exciting that must be.
Oh, yes. My first time years ago, I sent a portrait to Ronald Reagan, and he sent me a personally autographed picture and a letter with it and everything. And George and Barbara Bush both sent me pictures of them and autographed. And Barbara Bush, I talked to her on the phone a few times, and we wrote back and forth. And when Hillary Clinton was in there, we talked back and forth. And and when Bill was president.
Yes.
And I got many letters from all three of the and from Barbara from Laura Bush when George Jr. was in there. I wrote a poem in my book to dedicated to George Sr. When he was president, and I've got probably a stack of letters from all the ladies, the first ladies of the government that way. Also, I got a poem in the Governor Mansion called Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, USA, to honor our state for being there. And I wrote a poem in this last book that's mine called Our Own Governor Stitt. It's dedicated to him. And he called me on the phone, and he also sent me a personal card with a beautiful Oklahoma State seal on it. And I opened it up inside, and the seal was embossed like the old Coke bottles used to have embossed letters on them.
Oh, yes.
It's been printed. And the inside opened it up, and it said, "Dear Dave, I read your book. I read the poem about me. I didn't think you'd write a poem about me, but I love it," said J. Kevin Stitt, governor of Oklahoma. And I've had so many things like Ode to the Farman. It was posted in the Los Angeles Times at least three times. And governors out there sent me letters from the City of Angels, and they got it published in the Los Angeles Times. And Don Nichols was a senator here. He was the first one to send my first letter to the president, Ronald Reagan, when he was president. And so, like I said, I've just been very blessed with it. Only thing I can say is that to be able to write like I have, I myself couldn't do it without some force out there that installed me with different information that just came to me. And I wrote it out in poetic verse. And it just made it so much simpler to use poetic verse than to just talk just on the wall. But anyway,
yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, and you do that so well. You're able to express thoughts that most people would stumble over in trying just to put sentences together, and you do it so well in the poetic verse that you use. David Vanderberg is our guest, the author. His website is dvanderberg.proilepublishing.com. Vanderberg is with a V. V is in Victor. The book is published by proilepublishing.com. It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will be able to link on directly to get that information. David, are you working on another book now? Is there another book in the computer, in your mind?
Well, I've got enough poetry that I've written over the years that has been published, but hasn't been published in a book. You know, I mean, it's been published like I was one writer in a book at a time, and so many books I've been publishing, and I was amongst other items and stuff in there, but my poem stood out, and I was publishing Tinker Takeoff 3 years in a row, 81, 82, and 83 Christmas editions, and later, when I was working for Sam's Club in 2017, they called me and asked me if they could publish it again, and they published Bill and Eisenman and Tinker Takeoff and 2017 Christmas, called Christmas Eve Security Guard, that I've published in. And like I say, I worked for Kate Oil and Grease for 10 years. I worked for 4 years at Tinker. I worked 7 years at Crest Foods and 27 and a half years for Sam's Club in Oklahoma City and Midwest City. When I worked for Crest Foods, their founders was Nick and Sherry Harris. And I wrote a poem called Ode to Nick and Cherry, Mom and Papa Chris, the edge of Crest Foods. And even though I was working for competitors 27 and a half years after I'd left them, my poem still hangs in Crest Foods today.
That's amazing. It's amazing the people that you've touched and the stories you bring to life. Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, that's very important to you, isn't it? You reflect on a lot of the values that you find in Oklahoma.
Well, I try to write to honor people that we've forgotten, like your fire department and your electrical workers. They're out there in the cold, and when the power goes out, people call and say, "Why in the heck you got my electric off?" They don't have the electric off. It's knocked out by either open circuits, shorted circuits, are poles knocked down by either accident or by weather damage, and they're out there risking their lives in rain or snow, trying to get poles back up and lines back up so that we ourselves can have power, and their families at home are out of power just like we are. So you can't call them and you're getting angry at them for not having power. Can give me information on it, so I don't know if I need to turn my generator on or if y'all can get back on the show with me. Because, you know, it's going to be a while. I said, but thank you very much. I appreciate what y'all doing. If you do that, people be more happy in this world than calling up and
angry
at them.
And you honor them and the work that they're doing. And we've got several minutes left in our conversation today with David Vanderberg. David is the American author of poetry. His book is Poetry at Its Best. Are there plans for the book? I know you're excited about this. The book is receiving excellent reviews. What do you hope people take away after reading this book, Poetry at Its Best?
Well, actually, I've had so many things from it. It's actually published in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, Walmart, the Nook, and also these four stores in Australia have it. And according to the internet, I went on it, and it says all over the internet, they got it in secondhand bookstores. So it must be selling pretty good from what I understand from my contacts in New York and California. Right now, it's selling like hot dogs and tacos and tortillas do in Mexico. In other words, it's a hot item.
That, yes, and you can get your copy. I'm saying Amazon, but all of the places where you find books. It's published by ProIslePublishing.com. All of this information is on our website, and of course, you can get information on the book and David at his website, dvanderberg.proislepublishing.com. A minute or so left. I know that your poem was actually read in Moscow. Talk a little bit about that experience.
Well, I spent time in the military. I was in the Air Force for a number of years, and I was a cop when I was in the Air Force, and we guarded aircraft missile sites and also done base patrol, just like regular police. We covered all bases and rotated different nights, one way or the other, on different jobs. So I've had a variety of training and a lot of things. And I've got a variety of jobs I've worked at, like grocery stores. I worked in, my dad done cement work, and I've done cement work, and I can sit down by myself and one other person, and we can do grade fall and everything on cement and do a driveway. Right now, at age 80, I can sit down on a slab of cement and do maybe a patio or something, and then rest and do another
wow.
area. So I've been blessed in so many talents that I can't. But I'm nobody great, nobody special. I'm still just a working boy that just retired, and I feel honored that I was blessed with so many abilities. I went to Johns College of Electronics, got a degree in electronics, got a commercial broadcast license from the FCC, and I used my shortwave radio, and I picked up. Used to have cards from all over the world. I got cards from Radio Nederland, the Helms of Holland, Radio Moscow. I got from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, West Germany, from ACJB in Kiel, Ecuador, and so many cards around the world, too many to mention all of them in this short interview. But I'm just honored I was so well blessed worldwide with so much stuff that I just, I got more blessings from any of my stuff I've written is my poetry and stuff. It just, and I'm still every day I sit and come up with something new. Matter of fact, I'll tell you a quick joke I wrote for Dolly Parton. She's got that theme park called Dollywood up in Branson.
Oh, yes.
And I tell everybody, I say, well, Dolly Parton went down to South America today and got her a brand new mascot for Dollywood. She got one of them llamas. Now she got her own Dolly Llama.
Well, there's no end to your talent. I mean, it's amazing what you do. You see something differently than the rest of us. I love how your mind works and turning all of these ideas into the poetry that's so well done. David, it's been A pleasure having you on the program. The book is Poetry at Its Best. He's been published for decades now. Can't keep track of all everything that's been published. He calls himself and is called the American Author of Poetry, and you will see why when you read the book, Poetry at Its Best. David Vanderburg, that's V as in Victor, A-N-D-E-R-B-U-R-G. His website is dvanderburg.proislepublishing.com. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, worldwide, wherever books are sold, quite literally. And link onto his website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. David, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program, and keep delighting us and entertaining us with your poetry.
Well, I thank you, and I'm very honored to be on your show. It's a fantastic place to be. And one more thing I'll state now. When the Murrah Building crashes happened, I couldn't really think of any poetry to write about it. So many people have written stuff about it. And the only thing I designed is a United Oklahoma Memorial State flag. And what it is designed, and I got permission from Washington, D.C., from the President's Council, that told me that it was illegal the way I done it. It's not desecration of the flag. I designed the United Oklahoma flag. It was the United States flag to represent the United States as a great country. The state of Oklahoma on it to represent Oklahoma was a great state. And right in the center of Oklahoma, it's got a big red heart to represent the bottom from the heart and also this heartland. In the center of the heart, it's got a star, a silver star, to represent the love that shines. In the center of all the hearts, for the victim bombing, all killed, lost loved ones, was injured to survive, and Oklahoma was black. It does not cover any of the stars, and covers a small minimum of the stripes. And I was told I'm allowed to do that because it's not desecration, just like I can put an airman on one and say join the Air Force down below.
Ship
and say join the Navy, et cetera. But I won't go through all that. But I just say that I was very honored that I was blessed with that United Oklahoma Memorial State flag. And it's at the memorial on the hangs on the fence, the archive, and the terror section. It was published in the Daily Oklahoma June 18th of 1999 on page 43 section here in Oklahoma. And so, I got a copy of it in the White House. I got copies of it in the governor's mansion there. And I've been blessed with so much stuff that it would take 2 weeks straight talking on the phone.
Well, I appreciate you bringing us up to date. And the flag is so well done.
Rather than waste people's time with that, I just say like it is. I'm honored that the book is going so good. I've really never made a whole lot off of it already, but the thing is that a lot of it's being sold, and a lot of money has been invested there, and the book going out, and the book itself, I think it's fairly good. I don't think I'm better than anybody else, but I think I'm well blessed to be able to write a book that I was told by people that rate books that I was in the top 16% of the world as a writer. And so far as I'm concerned, I said, you mean top 16% of the nation, right? And they said, no, top 16% of the world.
Of the world.
I mean, I had a heart attack.
Well, it's an honor that you certainly deserve, and the book is so well done. A very talented poet, David Vanderburg, Poetry at Its Best. David, out of time, and unfortunately with so much more we could talk about, thank you for being with us on the program.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and I'm honored, and may God give you many blessings, and may that you may live a long, happy life. And if I live another 20 years, I'll be 100. I don't know that I'll live that long. But at least wise, I was able to get this book on the market before I go, so I'm locked into history, and people have something there that they can use to make their life a better life.
Well, and you will enjoy reading Poetry at Its Best by David Vanderburg. His website, again, dvanderburg.proislepublishing.com. Book available wherever books are sold. And information on our website. Website is thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.